You are listening to a meditation by Ruth Enns, recorded on Sunday, June 28, 2020, at the Point Grey Intermennonite Fellowship in Vancouver, British Columbia. The opinions expressed by the speaker are not necessarily those of the church. This recording is licensed for personal use by individuals only and may not be copied, broadcast, or redistributed without the prior permission of the church board. For more information, please visit our website at www.pgimf.org.
This story, sometimes called The Binding of Isaac, what a challenging story. If we imagine an event like this happening in 2020, the result would be poor Abraham spending his last years in the psych ward, while Isaac would be taken into social services to protect him from his family. Under no circumstances would the law of our land condone a father tying up a son and threatening his life with knife and fire. I remember hearing this story as a Sunday school lesson, complete with a picture showing a ram conveniently caught in the bushes nearby. I think the moral we were given back then is that Abraham is a model of faithfulness because he was obedient to God to the point of being willing to sacrifice to God the thing he valued most, his only son, the future of his family, the miraculous and well-loved son born of his first wife, Sarah, in their old age, named Isaac, laughter, because his parents laughed to hear he would be born. While the literal sacrifice of another person is anathema to us, heroic deeds of our day typically do involve self-sacrifice. Each day at 7 p.m., the pots ring out in our neighborhoods in honor of those who place themselves on the front lines of our current battle with the pandemic. Dying because you put the needs of others before your concerns for your own safety is deeply respected. Motivation counts. So, is Abraham okay about sacrificing Isaac because he loves Isaac so well? Is it okay because Isaac is his son and therefore part of himself? Or did Abraham realize this was a test and that although God challenged him to approach very near to the sacrifice of his beloved Isaac, Abraham was convinced there would be a reprieve. He wouldn't really have to do it. They were all playing along, perhaps. Kierkegaard was fascinated by this story of Abraham. There is some speculation this was because he was working through his feelings about his engagement breaking up. Perhaps he felt he gave up his girlfriend for God. Abraham's leap of faith is treated at length in Kierkegaard's book, Fear and Trembling, of 1843, where he says that one must give up all his or her earthly possessions in infinite resignation and must also be willing to give up whatever it is that he or she loves more than God to achieve what Abraham did. Abraham chooses to be the exception, to set aside the general law, but he acts in fear and trembling, alone, in silence, and at the express command of God. He is a knight of faith. But because this direct relation to the divinity necessarily can be certain only to Abraham himself, his action is altogether incomprehensible to others. Reason recoils before the absolute paradox of the individual who chooses to rise superior to the general law. Abraham's sacrifice separates him from everyone around him, raising him to the state of an advanced communion with God. But perhaps this gets a bit superhero. My own favorite telling of this story is Benjamin Britten's musical setting of a medieval mystery play that reenacts the story. There are just two singers, a tenor for Abraham and a mezzo-soprano for Isaac, accompanied only by piano. Having a female Isaac fits into a long musical tradition of adolescent males being played by females, but to me, it instantly made the story more appealing. The atmosphere of a ritual is created by the rolled chords of the piano, the chant-like vocal lines. The voice of God is created by having the two singers sing together. God is a kind of all-people voice. We hear God first, calling out to Abraham with his request, "Take Isaac thy son, that thou lovest best of all, and in sacrifice offer him to me." Evan has lined up an audio clip of this. This medieval playwright gives Abraham and Isaac some friendly dialogue. Isaac is invited into the action. He buys into the adventure of the trip rather joyfully. He is ready to do his father's will, as Abraham is ready to do the will of God. When Isaac understands that he is to be the sacrifice, his thoughts go to his mother, who surely would kneel before her husband to plead for the life of their son. But when Isaac understands that it is the will of God that he be slain, he asks for his father's blessing. Abraham, in a forgivable reference to future times, grants him the blessing of his father, of his mother, and of the Holy Trinity. Isaac is then ready to fulfill the commandment of God, sending with his father a last farewell with his mother. Final goodbye spoken, Isaac prayerfully offers his soul to God, as Abraham in agony calls out to Jesus to have pity. As the sword is raised, the voice of God is heard again, "Lay not thy sword in no manner on Isaac." And the ram is spotted among the briars. The moral of the story: such obedience grant us, O Lord, ever to thy most holy word, that in the same we may accord as this Abraham was bane, and then altogether shall we that worthy king in heaven see, and dwell with him in great glory for ever and ever. Amen. Because we get this sympathetic picture of Isaac, along with a few New Testament hints, the parallel between Abraham's sacrifice of Isaac and God's sacrifice of his son Jesus is hard to miss. The original play makes this even more overt by having an expositor enter to explain the connection. By Abraham, I may understand the Father of Heaven, a way found with his son's blood to break that bond the devil had brought us to. By Isaac, understand I may Jesus, that was obedient alway, his father's will to work alway, and death to undergo. It is easy to dissociate from the otherness of God and the sacrifice God made of his son. Abraham is more like us. We can put ourselves in his story. What a relief Abraham was saved at the last moment by a word from God. What wonder that God then reveals his plan for future generations. What a blessing that most of us are never tested to this extent. What faithfulness God shows in his ongoing care for people.